Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, May 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Tim Giuliano joins PPAC Private Bank and Trust. Tim Giuliano has joined PPAC Private Bank and Trust as a senior managing director in the commercial banking division at the Melville, New York location. With over 37 years of experience, Tim will lead a team of relationship managers to grow the bank's presence on Long Island. Previously at Flagstar Bank, Tim managed a portfolio of over 50 relationships totaling $440 million in deposits and $350 million in credit commitments. He brings extensive leadership experience from roles at Dime Community Bank, Sterling National Bank, and Capital One Bank. Tim holds a Bachelor of Arts in Economics from the State University of New York, Stony Brook. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, the parent company, has total assets of $7.1 billion and offers client-centric banking solutions through PPAC Private Bank and Trust.
Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ, eyes expansion as sports investing gains institutional momentum. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BR, is looking to expand its presence in the sports investing sector as institutional interest grows. With sports asset valuations expected to exceed $700 billion by 2030, Brera's focus on sustainable football investments in growth stage clubs sets it apart from high-profile acquisitions. The company's 2023 NASDAQ IPO marked the first-ever listing of a multi-club ownership group, positioning Brera as a pioneer in the evolving sports investment space. As sports investing gains traction among institutional investors, Brera Holdings is leading the way with its global portfolio of sports clubs and strategic approach to professional sports exposure.
Investor news breaks: Brera Holdings PLC expands global reach with Juve Stadia playoff match streaming in US, Canada, UK. Brera Holdings PLC, BREA, has expanded its global reach by streaming SS Juve Stabia's Serie B semifinal playoff match against Cremonese live and free in the US, Canada, and UK via Destination Calcio TV with English commentary. This move is part of Brera's strategy to increase its portfolio club's exposure internationally. Executive Chairman Daniel McClory highlighted the company's focus on fanbase growth and international media rights by showcasing Juve Stabia's playoff run. The club, finishing fifth in Serie B, advanced to the semifinals after a 1-0 victory over Palermo. For more information, visit Brera Holdings PLC's website at www.breraholdings.com.
Gold gains stability as Moody's downgrades U.S. rating. Gold gained stability on Monday as the U.S. dollar weakened following Moody's downgrade of the U.S. government's credit rating. This boosted the safe haven appeal of gold, leading to some gains for the precious metal. Market sentiment remains bullish for gold, providing potential tailwinds for Kajimislex like GEMXX Corp. MZ to capitalize on. Investors can find the latest news and updates on GEMXX Corp. in the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized communications platform offering insights into the mining industry, part of the dynamic brand portfolio at IBN, providing access to various wire solutions, editorial syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Favo Capital Inc., Favo, delivering funding solutions in private credit market, poised for significant growth. Favo Capital Inc., a key player in the private credit market, is poised for significant growth in 2025. With a focus on providing flexible capital solutions for small and medium-sized businesses, Favo Capital is leveraging technology to enhance its offerings. The company's momentum aligns with the projected expansion of the private credit market, driven by factors such as global M&A activity, digitization of lending processes, and innovative financing solutions. As companies like Favo Capital strengthen their presence in this growing space, investors can stay updated on the latest news and updates in the company's newsroom at the provided link. Tech Media Breaks, Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, appoints Frank Noodle II to Board of Directors. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, has appointed Frank Noodle II to its Board of Directors, bringing over 20 years of executive leadership experience in technology and life sciences. Noodle, currently CEO of Therapeutics Corporation, is known for his capital markets expertise and M&A success. His appointment supports Beeline's growth strategy in the investment lending market. Beeline Financial Holdings, Inc., a mortgage fintech company, is transforming property financing with its AI-powered platform. Headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, Beeline is reshaping mortgage origination with speed, simplicity, and transparency at its core. For more information, visit makeabeeline.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.